And many retirees have a hard time deciding when to start taking their Canada Pension Plan payments. Most choose the default age of 65, but here with us now to discuss why deferring payments until age 70 is usually the best choice. Mark Ting is with us. He's our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
So what would you say are the main benefits of delaying your CPP or Canadian Pension Plan?
Well, the plan itself actually incentivizes retirees to delay their CPP payments by 0.7% each month, which is 8.4% a year and translates to 42% increase in CPP payments at 70 compared to 65. So that was a lot of numbers for you, so I'm just going to put it in dollar terms so it's easier to understand. So if currently a pensioner was eligible for the maximum CPP and started at 65, he or she would receive $1,176 a month compared to a 70-year-old who would get $1,670. So that's a difference of roughly $500. So that said, if CPP was started at 65, the recipient would have received 5 years of extra payments. So it's important to include those payments when calculating the best time to start CPP.
Yeah. Well, is there kind of a break-even age that a person would need to reach before it actually makes sense to start CPP at 70 instead of 65?
If you expect to live past the age of 81, which most of us will do, whenever possible, you should try to delay your CPP until 70. So right, the way it stands right now, according to the National Institute of Aging, 95% of Canadians take their CPP at age 65 or earlier, and only 1% delay to the maximum age of 70. So that latter percentage, in my mind, should be way higher. So because I do a lot of financial plans, and whenever I'm doing financial plannings, 95% of the time, like, I come to the conclusion, my planning software, the artificial intelligence, it all recommends that delaying CPP until 70 is the best idea. And then when I show my clients what's the difference, because I can easily do that, I can show them from 65 to 70 and how the numbers move, and it literally adds thousands to their retirement income, they're really surprised. And then naturally, they always opt for the delaying of till 70.
Well, if that's the case, if your clients are taking your advice, why do you think the majority of people are choosing to take CPP at age 65?
There's lots of reasons. Traditionally, retirement age is 65, so it's kind of ingrained in a lot of people's minds to start their pensions at that age. Other people take CPP early because they believe a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, so they rather use and have their money now. And even if it doesn't make sense financially, that sort of instant gratification is a powerful force. There's also a lot of people who worry about the solvency of the Canadian pension plans, because you hear it on the news. I mean, there's plenty of underfunded pension plans out there. A lot of them are on the verge of collapse. So it's not surprising that a high percentage of pensioners are choosing early access to access their funds relatively early. They want to get it while the money is still available. And then there's also the people who are basically fearful of dying early. You know, they're worried that they're going to die before they can collect their pension, before 70. So sort of that group, which I sort of deem that glass half empty variety, they choose to collect their pensions as soon as possible, just in case they get hit by that proverbial bus.
Okay, I'll take it now while I can. Okay. I mean, you have to admit these are legitimate fears or considerations when you encounter someone who is worried about the possibility of a pension collapse. So what do you tell them?
Unfunded pensions are a huge problem all around the world, and it's going to be a crisis for many people who are relying on them. But the good news is that CPP isn't one of those pensions. The information is right there. It's very transparent. It's well-funded. It's well-run. It's stress-tested on a regular basis. I'd actually say it's one of the healthiest pension plans out there, and I believe it'll be around there. It'll be around for decades. It also provides guaranteed index monthly income, and that's something that is increasingly hard to find, particularly if you work in the private sector, where defined benefit pension plans are almost non-existent. As for the argument that, you know, tomorrow I might be hit by a bus and I should enjoy my life now and spend accordingly, statistically, that's not going to happen. Like, few people die in their 60s. It's actually the opposite. You should be worried about living longer. So the biggest risk for many retirees is actually running out of money. And that's just another reason why delaying CPP makes sense, because the longer you live past that age of 81, the greater it will benefit you.
There are some benefits, huh? There are some benefits. Okay. So, I mean, as a rule of thumb, Mark, would you say that people should, again, rule of thumb, should delay taking their CPP?
Well, the thing is, not everybody can delay their CPP. Because if you think about it, by delaying your CPP by 5 or 10 years, it means that a retiree must have other sources of income to rely on between the time they retire and the age of 70. So typical income streams would be pensions or a lot of retirement savings. But for those who lack these income sources, they likely will have to take their pension early as they have no other choice. Also, if you have like a health condition or longevity doesn't run in your family, it can make sense to take your CPP early. So the thing that I always tell people to keep in mind is that break-even age of 81. Otherwise, if you do have pensions, you do have retirements, and you do have some options, I always recommend get some planning done. Most retirees do little, if not any, retirement planning, and they're basically entering retirement blind. So if they overspend in their 60s, there's a good chance that they'll run out of money in their 80s. So if a retiree needs extra income in the 60s, they still have lots of options. They could work part-time, they could delay CPP and old age security, they could invest differently, like more aggressively as their time horizon is still long, or they can even delay retirement. Just that one extra year of working can make a big difference in your overall retirement plan. However, if you don't do that and you overspend and you run low on money in your 80s, you have fewer options. Like, not many businesses are looking to hire 80-year-olds, and your investment time horizon is really short, which limits higher potential returns. So I guess the lesson here is, in pre-retirement, it's a very important part of your life. Get your financial planning done. It's a good idea to know how much you can afford to spend in retirement so that your money outlasts you and not the other way around.
You know what? I'm just going to hold on to that line you gave us. The longer you live past the age of 81, the greater the benefit. Okay?
Exactly.
Hold on to that. Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much.